بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم أمين. إن شاء الله وستل إن سورة النور verse 46. قال الله تعالى: لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني either described the verses just mentioned before and at the same time described the whole آيات, the whole verses of Al-Quran Kareem. لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينة. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, I revealed, I sent down a clear and straight آيات, clear آيات, and the whole آيات الله سبحانه وتعالى. First of all, the word آيات يعني جمع آية, the singular is one آية, is آية, and the آية could be a verse, could be a sign, could be a miracle in Arabic language, and also in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Mention آية and means verse, mention آية and means a sign, and sometimes means miracle. وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. Allah send the ayat, that means the miracles, and also in maybe the fourth meaning of ayat, a punishment based on this ayah in Surah Al-Isra. Allah said, I send the ayat to scare people, to warn people, and to take a lesson of punishment. تحذير, warning. لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى guides whom He wants to the right path. That means nobody can see the verses as clear but those that Allah سبحانه وتعالى guided. Only those that Allah سبحانه وتعالى already guided can get benefit from the ayat. لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط المستقيم. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى guides whom He wants to a right path. Only those who got benefit from this clear ayat will go straight in the right path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And only those that Allah سبحانه وتعالى guided will get benefit from these verses and from these lessons. Do you see the connection? Ayat, Mubayyinat, Allah yahdi man yasha. Only those who that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided, get benefit, can understand and get lesson from these ayat, al-mubayyinat. ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا. Now these verses, as we mentioned last time, started to talk about who say, I believe, and by his tongue and his heart does not. المنافقون, the hypocrites. So these verses now, from ayah 47, talk about the المنافقون, the hypocrites. ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول. And they claim, and they say, or they said. No, indeed they say. يقولون is a present tense. That means this case is not related to the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم only. That means the hypocrites, not only at the time, they are not only at the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hypocrites and hypocrisy We see it through generations, every time, everywhere, till the day of judgment. It didn't exist at the Makki time, Makki period, before the migration to Medina, yes. In Mecca, either people in Mecca, either believers or disbelievers. No hypocrite, no in the middle. The hypocrisy appeared in Medina. And this ayah, وَيَقُولُونَ, and they are saying, that means the present tense means what? The continuity. Till the day of judgment. We'll see this. وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا. And they are claiming, they are saying, we believed in Allah, we believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we obey, we listen and we obey. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then some of them, group of them, they will go astray and will leave and will reject al-Iman. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And those or these are not believers. They are not among the believers. It's clear. We can say now as a definition, we can define and decide based on this ayah that the true hypocrites is not a believer. The true hypocrite. Or let us say it in a different way. The complete hypocrite. That means, is there some people half hypocrite or semi hypocrite? Yes. Yes. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that. If you remember, there are many hadiths. I will summarize these hadiths. He collected the money I want to give this to him, please, to the office, the second administrator.
All of them? All the money?
No, he took all of them. But Atiyah Faisal, give it to Faisal. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, four khisal, what khisal mean? Characteristic?
Characters.
Our characters? If somebody does all these three characters, he is complete munafiq, Rasulullah. Complete. That means there is some, maybe one-fourth munafiq, half munafiq, two-thirds munafiq, three-quarter munafiq. This is my wording. It's not Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Huh? Yeah. But I concluded from hadith. Don't think that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a fourth and a half and no. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said complete munafiq. That means, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but if somebody does one of them, he has one character of munafiqin. And he said that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indirectly, he said it, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone, any Muslim, does even one of these characters, that means he has one character of munafiqin. He has some nifaq, not complete nifaq. But al-munafiq, the complete munafiq, is the one that he doesn't believe in Allah, doesn't believe in Islam, doesn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, if you remember, brothers, anytime the occasion of this speech, yani we talk about, I clarified it. I want to repeat it today. Don't think the one who is disbeliever or unbeliever or non-believer or non-Muslim, only the one who doesn't believe in Allah, only the one who believes that Allah doesn't exist. No. Who said that? He is what? Atheist. And al-kafir, not only atheist. Al-Kafir, it is big definition. Include under it Al-Kafir, the atheist, Al-Mushrik, the one who associates with Allah, something else, that means those who are worshipping idols or worshipping the sun or cows or fire, they are Mushrikun. also include what? The people of the book, Ahl al-Kitab. So don't think, and also include some people that they thought themselves that are Muslim, or they claim they are Muslim. It is, listen, it is, wallahi, it is serious matter. I'm against takfir people. Do you know what takfir means? The non-Arabic speaker? Those are the one who accuse others as kafir. I'm against it 100%. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from this. If somebody accuses a Muslim as a kafir, the one who accused, he is kafir. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But at the same time, the religion of Allah, we have to clarify it. We have to know it. We need to know the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they pray, but they are non-Muslim. Ask me, how come? How come Abdullah is praying? Abdullah coming to the masjid. Listen, I'm not talking from the perspective of takfir, the others. No, I'm talking about the knowledge. From the knowledge point of view, to know. Not, I'm not judging people. I'm not judging individual people. I'm not judging Abdullah or Ahmed or Muhammad. No, I'm talking a concept. I'm mentioning a principle. I mentioned knowledge in Islam. This is ilm. We need to know. Ilm. We need to know. I'm not a judge to judge this is a Muslim, this is kafir. No, I'm not. But I'm telling you knowledge, Islam knowledge. Al-ilm al-shari, the shari knowledge. Some people, they come maybe to the masjid and they attend al-jama'ah wal-jumu'at. And maybe he observe Psalm 2, but he is not Muslim. What that means? Do you know something called al-mukaffirat al-mukhrijatu min al-milla? You know, there are something that the Muslim or person, maybe he does it, because he does one of these, he's not Muslim anymore. I'm giving you one example. Especially for those who are living in the West with non-Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Allah, I'm saying Abu Hanifa or Shafi'i, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُ. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu. He said, if you have wilaya to non-Muslim, you are with them. You are one of them. You are not Muslim. I'm praying. You are not Muslim. I'm fasting. You are not Muslim. لا تجد قوما. The other thing. Another example. مخرجات من الملة. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran Kareem also. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. ايش? يودون من حاد الله ورسوله. If you have wood, al-wood is more than love.
Support,
part with them, advise them, you like them, you are with them.
Take their side.
Huh?
Take their side.
Spy for their favor against Muslims. You are like one of them, you are not Muslim. I'm praying, you are not Muslim. Not me, Allah said that. In Surah Ali Imran, لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. The believer cannot take the non-Muslim. Allah said كافرين. خلاص, I'm saying ayah, I'm not saying my opinion. أولياء, الولاية. ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء. فليس من الله في شيء. You doesn't belong to Allah in anything. No connection with Allah in anything. That Allah said. فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ anything. No connection, even like a hair between you and Allah. I'm praying. No. Brothers, this is deen Allah. Listen, I'm telling concept principles. I'm not saying Ahmed or Muhammad. I'm saying knowledge, ilm, shari. So be careful. And we should distinguish, as I mentioned in khutbah today, between two things. the Shari'i love, Shari'i support, which call it al-wilaya, and to be nice with them. Allah Himself, Jalla Jalla, in Quran Kareem, commanded us to be nice with them. To be nice and kind with your neighbor. Give him gift, receive a gift, but not in the Eid, as I mentioned in Khutbah. Not in Eid. Other days than Eid. Not the, in the occasion of Eid.
In our Eid,
you can give, yeah. So the point is, be nice, we have to be nice with them. And I believe that those who converted, not because we did da'wah to them, no. 80% not because of this, because they read about Islam, and maybe they watch Muslims what they are doing. Not because we did some effort, no. Because we follow al-Islam and they became Muslim. So the point is, the complete munafiq, back to this ayah, not only the one who doesn't believe in Allah, even if you did, if somebody does four characteristics, he is complete munafiq. What are they? These four things. Number one, not in order. Say what? Lying, yani is a haddatha kazab. If he speaks, he said lies. All his speech lies. Some people, they cannot live without lies. You cannot. Everything they lies. But number two, if he promise, who doesn't fulfill his promise. If you give him, if you trusted him in something, he deny it. Betray and deny it. No, you did not give me anything. And number four. وإذا خاصم فجر وإذا عهد غدر هدولك روايات أخرى. Yeah. Yeah. وفي. No. So if he has disagreement with a brother, with another Muslim, إيش الفجور يعني transgress the limitation. He doesn't come down.
Ifrat.
Then cross the lines. And that happened once. No problem. And the one that وإذا عهد غدر. He betrayed almost to من خان. Do you think, is there some Muslims, they are doing these four or these five characters? Yes. And they pray? Yes. So they fast? Yes. But Rasulullah ﷺ said, he is complete munafiq. He believes in Allah, so what? We already decided, qarrarna, that there are many Muslims, they thought they are Muslim, and indeed they are not. They are not. Yeah, do you want me to give you one example with Muslim living back home, not here. Back home, more than here. You think there are not Muslim? Many Muslims, they go to the grave of Wali and make dua to this Wali. This is kufr and shirk at the same time. He pray, he goes hajj, but instead of saying, Ya Allah, provide me, he said, Ya Wali, so and so, Ya Jailani, Ya Madlish, Badawi. It's kufr, complete kufr. And some of them, they go, also they slaughter. And instead of slaughtering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slaughter for the grave or for something else. So the point is, they claim, they said, we believe in Allah. And we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we obey and we listen. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not believers. They are not believers even if they pray. وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. شوف هذه واحدة أخرى, أمر آخر من المخرجات من الملة. Another character also takes the Muslim out of Islam, even if he's praying and fasting. ما هذا الذي قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي ذر وإن صام وصلى وزعم أنه مسلم. He is not Muslim even if he prays and fasts and claims that he is Muslim. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is not. One of these things that move the Muslim from Islam to non-Islam status, that if somebody told you, come to the judge of Allah, judgment of Allah, and the judgment of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they reject. We don't want the judgment of Allah and Rasulullah. وَإِذَا دُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if they are invited to the judgment of Allah and the judgment of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَارِضُونَ. Some of them, they don't want. They don't accept. I don't want, inshallah. Listen to the very important issue and very critical issue. Unfortunately, back home, some of the countries, I heard in Tunisia, there is any Tunisian here? Where are the Tunisian brothers? Yeah. That in the heritage system now, the daughter, by law, she has the right to have the same share like her brother. هذا حكم الله or not? Is this حكم الله? Is this the judgment of Allah or not? It is حكم الله. And Allah named it as فريضة, right? قال فريضة من الله. After the ayah in Surah Nisa mentioned all this heritage law, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is mandatory from Allah, described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is حكم الله. If you reject it, what Allah said, وَمَا أُولَئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Or change it.
Reject it or change it. You cannot mess up with the shara' Allah, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot. How many ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the limit of Allah. Don't be close to it. Don't cross it. This is one, if somebody did it or does it, that means maybe you are not Muslim anymore. Even if you pray and fast and claim that you are Muslim and as Rasulullah said. وَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. But if they recognize that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم judgment is for their favor, they will come running. Not because they believe that we should obey Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. No, because he judged for them. So we shouldn't follow the mood. If the judge of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with me, I'll accept it. If not, I reject it. Believe me, in our life, I participate in many, many judgments, especially between wife and husband. Huh? I say especially between business people. They sign the agreement, they sign everything that will accept the result, and they accept the judgment. But when the judgment is not like they want, they reject, they don't want. They refuse. Ya akhi, you accept Abdullah and Sa'dullah to be judged, and you accept it, but they reject. And do you think that the judgment between two people or two groups all the time make both parties happy? Most of the time make both of them unhappy. Both, not one of them. Sometimes one of them is happy, one of them is not. But the majority, the big percentage is that both parties are not happy. So don't think that. That's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. None of you will be a believer until his desire follows my shara, the religion of Islam, not the opposite. If the shara any comes like I want, I accept. If not, I don't. No, it's not like that. You have to follow the shara, regardless if you like it or not. And you know, in Bay'at al-Aqaba al-Thaniya, especially that second Aqaba treaty at the Hajj, before Rasulullah ﷺ migrated to Al-Madinah, when he met people from Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj and they convert, and they give Rasulullah ﷺ the covenant. One of the conditions, في المكره والمنشى والرضا والسخط. You have to listen and obey and follow if you are happy or sad. ممكن acts happy, unhappy. If you are happy or unhappy, if you are active or lazy, if you are rich or poor. This deen is not Muhammad ibn Abdullah as a person, alayhi salatu wasalam. No, you follow the messenger of Allah. Muhammadullah, when you follow him, you follow the messenger of Allah, not the leader. He wasn't a king, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a messenger of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like as a question, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمْ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. Is there any disease in their heart? Yeah, the disease of heart is not the one who does open heart surgery. No, it's physical. And maybe the most believer one among us, his heart very strong, iman and belief, and he does open heart surgery. It's a different story. The disease here, not physically disease. There is disease, morally disease, spiritual, morally and spiritually. In the heart. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمْ ارْتَابُوا, or they have doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doubt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the doubt in Al-Quran, or the doubt of Shar'ullah, doubt in Islam. What they have? What the matter of these people? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. مَا هُوَ الْحَيْفُ؟ الظُّلْم والجور. Do you think that Allah is going to deal with them unjustly? Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this Bedouin, Munafiq Bedouin, he told, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'dil, be fair with us. What you did is not fair. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's not now something personal. Now he attacked the prophethood, al-Nubuwa itself, not his person. قال ويحك من يعدل إلا ما أعدل. Who is going to deal injustice if I did not do? Do you think anybody else, including Abu Bakr, does just more than me? Deal with you injustice more than me? None can do justice more than me. So we need to believe in this. They scared that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are going to deal with them unjustly. بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The first ayah, the ayah before, وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not among the believers, and those are الظَّالِمُونَ. الظَّالِمُونَ, the wrongdoers or transgressors. No. In another hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the Quranic style, describe the believers. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. The believers, the true believers, If they are invited to Allah and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to judge between them, immediately say, we obey, we listen and we obey. And we accept the result regardless, whatever the result is going to be. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are the successful ones. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And if anyone obeys Allah, obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fear Allah, and has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means avoid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade upon him, and followed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to do, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. الفائزون, the winners.
So we have ظالمون, فالحون, فائزون.
نعم, في الغالبون وفي المفلحون والفائزون.
المعرضون في الأول.
ها؟
المعرضون في الأول.
هذولك المنافقون والجاهلون. And they are the successful ones, and here they are the winners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُونَ. هذه الآية, this آية described an incident when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to go to al-jihad. And they swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going with you, we are supporting you, we are going to jihad with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In which ghazwa, many of al-munafiqoon, wal-ladhina fi qulubihim marad, they left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tabuk.
Tabuk, wal-khandaq, is a zakreen kamen. Kan ba'du aish Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. Listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, three categories of people. قال تعالى في سورة الأحزاب, هي سورة الخندق, يعني قصدي معركة الخندق. قال سبحانه وتعالى لئن لم ينته المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم. Three categories. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said? أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتاب. There are منافقون, hypocrites. This is the lowest, the worst category. And there are some people that are, they have sickness in their heart. Disease in their heart. And Allah mentioned this category here in this ayah. And the third category, al-murjifuna fi al-madina. Wallahi, this al-murjifuna, maybe they are worse than al-munafiqun. Al-murjifuna bil madina hum alladhina yatla'una al-isha'at, yusdiruna al-isha'at, those who are controlling the media and spread the wrong news and rumors.
Fox News,
for example. These are al-murjifuna fi al-madina. الطابور الخامس بيسموه كمان, بيسموه طابور خامس بالانجليزي. ايش في منه طابور خامس؟
fifth
سؤال. those who are يعني hiding and they spread the bad news, propaganda and rumors, and other hand those who are controlling the media. المرجفون في المدينة. SubhanAllah, any society has these three categories. Any society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they swore by Allah that they are going to al-jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just give us any command, we are ready. لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ. Give us any command, we are ready. Ready to go with you. قل لا تقسموا طاعة معروفة إن الله خبير بما تعملون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said don't swear by Allah. Allah told them, don't swear, لا تقسموا. Your obedience is known. يعني كلام فاضي مثل ما يقولوا بالعربي. طاعتكم known to us. It's not the first time you say we obey and we listen and we go, we participate, we support. This kind of ta'a, this kind of obedience is known. Bal kalam only, not bil fi'al. Ta'atun ma'rufa. Such kind, this category of obedience is known to us. We know, you, no need to swear. Subhanallah, yom after Juma, one brother, he was in the office, and he said, there is one guy, one person, all the time he asked him for help. Give me $10, $5. And every time he lied, different lie to give him. He said, wait, take this $10 and go, don't lie. I know what you are good. You want to fabricate this stuff. No. I'll give you, but don't lie. Please, don't lie.
New story.
Don't bring in stories. Take this $10 and go. Almost the same. And they swear, and we're going to go, and don't worry, just tell us. Just, we are, الإشارة مثل ما قلنا. لا تقسموا. No need to swear. Don't do قسم. Don't mention قسم. Such kind of obedience is known to us. No need. إن الله خبير بما تعمل. Allah is knowing what you are doing. يعني الخبير is the one who excellent in knowledge, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين. Tell them, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فإن تولوا, if they don't accept, if they reject, did not listen, did not obey, and they refuse, فإنما عليه ما حمل. ماذا حمل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
الرسالة.
بارك الله فيك. الرسالة. The message. Our message, my message, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, يعني the explanation. My messenger is responsible to deliver the message that I sent to him. I'm going to ask him on the day of judgment if he did al-balagh or not, if he did the message that he is carrying from me. عليهما حمل فإنما عليهما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم. ماذا حملنا نحن أو الناس؟ قبول الرسالة. الله سبحانه وتعالى هذا مسج send it to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to promote it, to deliver it, and he's responsible for it. فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة برسول وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. And that, this is responsibility more than it is, and at the same time this sharaf it is honor, no doubt, but at the same time it is responsibility. Ar-Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم is responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he delivered it or not, which is we bear witness that Ar-Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة. We mention that every Friday. نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة. He delivered the message and he did the trust that he carried and he advised الأمة. Every Friday we mentioned that. And in حجة الوداع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said اللهم هل بلغت. He asked them الصحابة, oh صحابة. At that time, more than 120,000 attended Hajjatul Wada'. He asked them, did I deliver the message to you? They said, yes, all of them. She said, oh Allah, be witness. I did. They said, I did. Oh, Allah be witness. فَعَلَيْهِ مَحُمِّلْ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَحُمِّلْهُمْ. He's responsible to deliver, and our responsibility is what? To accept this message. If we don't, we are responsible on the day of judgment. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astaghfirullah, did not, he's responsible. If we did not, you are responsible. So each one has his own responsibility. But at the same time, if you accepted the message, وَإِن تُطِيعُوا تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him, you are guided. You are going to in the right path in the as-sirat al-mustaqim. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَخْلَى مَسْؤُولِيَتَهُ مِنْ أَيْ شَيْءٍ. Listen, we have two important things to explain here. Two things. Delivering the message, it is his responsibility. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. O messenger, deliver the message that I gave you. If you did not do, you are not doing good job. The meaning. That means it's his responsibility, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver the message. But it is his responsibility for people to accept or not? No. No. Al Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his message is universal for everybody. The white, the black, the Arab, the non-Arab, right? Through the generation till the day of judgment. But if people does not accept, if somebody does not accept, it's not a Rasulullah ﷺ responsibility. And the main or the clear proof of this, that his own uncle that he loved. Listen, I'm not talking about Abu Lahab. He was his uncle too. His father's brother. Not uncle from long. No. His own uncle. This, I don't know, blood uncle. Well, it's very... He was his father's brother, Abu Lahab. But Rasulullah did not care about him. But the uncle that he loved, the uncle that he defended Rasulullah, the uncle that he supported al-Islam and the message of al-Islam, he did not accept al-Islam. He did not accept the message of Rasulullah, the message of Allah, al-Risal, al-Islam. Even Rasulullah tried his best to accept it, but he died as non-Muslim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed al-ayah, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَى وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Muhammad sallam, you are not going to guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wants, whom He wills. So here we understand something also important, that we have two kind of hidayah. We have two kind of hidayah. I mentioned it years ago, through years ago. Who can? We have chocolate. We have two kind of hidayah. Hidayah to? Allah. كل من الله. Hidayah to? Arshad. وهدايه to? Who said tawfiq? طيب انت نص هو نص عيط لابنك نادي لي ابنك ولان هو حامل الشوكليت بيطلع له واحده كمان يلا bring your children come anyway خلصنا ها who's gonna bring more chocolate to us come شو اسمه ابنك ادم طالع ادم ان شاء الله ربنا بيبعث لك حواء بس مش هلا take this and give Ammu one. And see this, the children, come. Come. Then the hidayah, two kind. Hidayah to dalala wa irshad. Like we're not talking about it. Unfortunately, I have two only. Only what I have is two. The girl one and the small. I have two. Next time. Go to Ammu. باب علي كبير انا
عم يسمعوا
هونيك انتوا عم تسمعوا الدرس هناك. So the hidayah are divided into two types, hidayah dalala wa irshad wa hidayah tawfiq. Al dalala wal irshad, if you before they innovate تسمو اخترعوا invent before they invented GPS ومستر جوجل هذا الماب جوجل ماب. You go to Washington, you want to go to the embassy or the bus مش سفر صوتي
ماب.
You ask can you guide me, what mean guide me, يعني show me دلني where is the embassy, where is this place or that place etc. جزاك الله خير شكرا آدم. What we call this kind of hidayatu guidance of showing and dalala wa irshad
direction.
And the other kind of hidayah is hidayatu tawfiq. This is from Allah alone to guide somebody to iman and somebody stay as kafir. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this kind of tawfiq is from Allah. From Allah. That Rasulullah sallam, he tried his best with his uncle, even while he was dying. In Islam, if you are dying, خلاص. Like Iman of Fir'aun. Huh? Fir'aun, he converted, he said, I believe while he's dying. Even at that moment, Rasulullah ﷺ told his uncle, he said, tell one word, I have something to defend you in front of Allah. Abu Jahl and Abu Sufyan and the leaders of Quraysh. أترغب عن ملة عبد المطلب? You want to reject the religion of your father عبد المطلب? Because عبد المطلب was their leader too. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you are shy, don't want to say it in front of them, say it in my ear, secretly, in my ear, even in my ear. Not loudly, in my ears. Secretly. But he did not do it. No tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his shafa'a, by his intercession, he will be the lowest, among the lowest people of hellfire punishment. أقلها. شو هو? يقف على جمرتين من جهنم تغلي منهما دماغه. He will step on two pieces of fire, only two pieces of fire, on his foot, on his feet, and his brain will boiling because of it, boiling. And this is the lowest category of punishment in hellfire, وَلِيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. The mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the responsibility of the duty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to deliver the message in the clear way or clearest way.
Why Allah is doing this?
قل لله الحجة البالغة فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين. هذه بسكتنا كلنا. In Surah Al-An'am, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the guidance, he said, Allah has the strongest proof. If He wills, He will guide all of you. That means, make us shy. Keep quiet, we cannot say anything. Why Allah lahu al-hujjatu al-balighah? Debate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Allah will give you the chance to debate Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adil, al-hakam al-adil. Inshallah, we stop here, bi-izillah. If you have a question, comment, go ahead.
في
اخر واحده ايش الذي لا مش من المنافقين هذا وردت أول من تسعر بهم النار يعني كاتيجوريز هذول واحد حافظ القرآن يماري به السفهاء والمجاهد في سبيل الله انديد هو الرياء والمنفق وإيش الثالثة
رياء بالناس
نعم هذول والعياذ بالله صعبين هذول
أصحاب الفترة اشرح لكم
أصحاب الفترة الله سبحانه this word the people of fatra what al fatra from where this definition came or this term came لا منين جاءت منين من سبب تسمية
فترة هذا من الرسل
بالقرآن على فترة من الرسل يعني the longest period between two prophets يعني there is no prophet was between عيسى عليه السلام and our prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم more than 500 years and that was the longest time Allah did not send a prophet or messenger we can say but Adam عليه السلام Allah created long time ago before Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم maybe يعني I believe maybe 40,000 years before رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم And 40,000 years. This is my conclusion. I mean, not my opinion. There's no hadith or ayah in this. And 500 years is nothing if you compare it with 40,000 years. But don't forget that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala sent how many prophets?
124,000
prophets. Allah has. Choose 124,000 prophets. Among them, how many messengers? 318 messengers. What means messenger? No, ul-azm only five. Among these 318, there are five the best. يعني نوح عليه السلام, إبراهيم عليه السلام, موسى عليه السلام, عيسى عليه السلام, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. What that means, messenger? That means Allah sent to this human 318 messages, 318 holy books, not only Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Quran, also Suhuf Ibrahim alayhi salam, and with Idris alayhi salam, all the Zabur, and 318 holy books. And some people claim that Hammurabi was a messenger. Could be. If the religion of Isa, they change it. And Isa alayhi salam was close to Rasulullah 500 years or 550 years. How about Hammurabi? Allah alam, how many thousand years before Rasulullah salam? Maybe, could be. Yani, could be Isa. So the point is, Ashab al-Fatra, this term, هذا الاصطلاح جاء, came from the ayah, على فترة من الرسول. What is a fatra? Any the long time, no messenger.
Empty.
Huh?
Empty,
if you want to say it. Between Isa alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No messengers. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400, 500 years and more. More than 500 years. No guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people in this. That why many scholars, they said, Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Quran Kareem وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا Allah said, I'm not going to punish people if I did not send a messenger to them. A message to them. That's why they said the people of Al-Fatra, the people of, what we can, neglected period? Neglected, لا بدي, Al-Fatra المهملين, يعني, neglected maybe. Can we say neglected period? مثلا, I care. And they said, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them on the day of judgment with ease, because no messenger to them. But not those who witness the message of Al-Islam, who witness Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fought him and deny him and rejected him, they are different, are not equals. Are not equals those who fought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected Rasulullah with those who died before the message, before Rasulullah became a messenger. Ma fi farq?
Yes, for Amazon, they never heard of anybody.
Yeah, he don't neglect it, man. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, could no. Many scholars they said that, and even myself. After September 11, we went to many churches and we not debate. We give lectures and what so-called interface dialogue. I was asked many questions in many occasions, more than one occasion. How about if somebody did not hear about Islam? Especially when you talk about 100 years ago, 100 years ago. 50 years ago, not 50 years ago, especially people who are living in villages here and there, they don't know about Christianity, for example. They did not hear about Islam, right? And they died like that. They asked me this question, they are going to hell, or we should distinguish between two things. Going to hell or to Al-Jannah, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But can we treat them as Muslims? No, we cannot. And you cannot treat them as Muslim. But on the Day of Judgment, Allah will take care. They never heard about Islam. They take the hukum of the rule of Ahlul Fatra, the people of Fatra, Allahu A'lam. And because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, A'dalul Adilin wa Ahkamul Hakimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah never deal with people unjustly, right? Allah said that. No zulm. Allah said, لا ظلم اليوم. No zulm today. On the Day of Judgment, ايش الظلم هنا? لا ظلم اليوم.
Injustice.
No injustice today, on the Day of Judgment. Right? Allah created them, Allah knows about them. Allah will lead them. Sometimes don't think that I have to answer every question. No, it's not necessary. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, do you know who is Imam Malik? No, who is Imam Malik? Because up to date, there are Maliki's people, right? And his madhab is still till the Day of Judgment. He was the most knowledgeable one in his time. La yufta wa Malik fil Medina. People came to him from Turkestan, very far away. Maybe they spent 2 months. The people over there, they sent some of them to Al-Madina to ask Imam Malik questions. After 2 months, they reached Al-Madina and they met Imam Malik. I told them, yeah, Imam, I representative my people. They sent me, I spent 2 months. The mas'ala is 1, 2, 3. He said, I don't know. What? 2 months traveling, you don't know? He said, you want me to say in Deen Allah something that I don't know? Yes, I don't know. But here, if somebody memorized 2 ayah, memorized 5 hadith, he said himself that Imam Malik, or more knowledgeable than Imam Malik, and he wants to answer every question. Ya akhi, say I don't know. Imam Malik or some other Imam, he said, La adri nusful ilm. If you say I don't know, that means you have you got the half of knowledge. لا أدري. ولا تتقول على الله ما لا بغير علم. It is a problem. He said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Also, the doctor is telling the children, the young non-Muslim children,
if they passed away. It's a good question. The children of non-Muslim, if they passed away before the age of puberty, I read maybe 30 years ago, 8 opinions of the scholars. They have 8 opinions for their destiny, where masirhum. One of them, they are in Jannah directly. One of them, they said they are in hell because Rasulullah said, هم أهليهم. طب هم أهليهم في الدنيا مش في الآخرة. We have to understand. The Prophet ﷺ, they are with their parent, but the other scholars, they took the hukum of their parent in dunya, not in hereafter. That means, if you have a neighbor, a Christian or Jews or any non-Muslim, If he has 1 year old child and died, you take him from his parent and you bury him in Muslim country, in Muslim cemetery? You said this is Muslim, Allah, and he created him, it was fitra, it was clear. He's allowed to take him from his parent and bury him in Muslim country? This is what their parent means. And you cannot take them, even you believe that he's innocent, still innocent. We have to understand Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only al-zahir, but understand with al-zahir. And some of them, they said, Allah will test them on the Day of Judgment. Yeah, موجود وارد هذا الكلام وله دليل كمان. Those who fail the test will go to hell. Those who, what that means? يعني اسمع هذا ال. Allah سبحانه وتعالى His knowledge. علم ما كان. وما يكون وما لم يكن وما لم يكن لو كان كيف كان يكون. عيدة أبو سلطان خذ لك شاكلت ولا أنت أخذت شاكلت أوريدي. علم ما كان وما يكون وما لم يكن لو كان كيف كان يكون. يعني some things happened, right? It exists already, and something is going to be, right? And something didn't happen. If this thing that did not happen, if it's going to be happen, Allah knows how it's going to be happen. And in this child, if he stay alive, and will give you a proof of this, and I can تستغربتها. In Surah Al-Kahf, نوجد القرنين الخضر. When he look at that child, he killed him. Why he killed him? He said, if he's still alive, eh? If, وما لم يكن, لو كان كيف كان يكون. If he's still alive, سيرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا. يعني he knows if he, this person, this child, if he's still alive, to grow and is going to do كفر and be bad with his parent. معناتها لو الله أعطاه فرصة هذا ما بده يروح هذا. طيب لو كبر. So also there is proof of this opinion. So برحمة من ربنا يموتوا هلا هذه. So the point is, there are, I told you, 7-8 opinion. I say, any where it's gonna be, Allah, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Can they make takfir or is it?
Repeat.
Just, can the general people make takfir or is it just the scholars that can make?
Good question. Only the scholars. Not anyone can say Abdullah is kafir. No, you cannot. Even not that only, brother. There are long procedure. For example, if somebody doesn't pray, we cannot accuse him as a kafir. Cannot. Until the scholar, they said, bring him to a scholar, explain to him clearly al-ayat, al-ahadith, wal-ijma', wal-sahaba, and this is dangerous, and you cannot, and if you don't, blah, blah, it is wrong. It's long procedure. Plus, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said, if he doesn't believe, isn't convinced, they couldn't convince him, they said, we put him in the jail. And we give him another chance. And so it's long procedure. But unfortunately, today, there is a kayas al-fawda. Everybody, this is kafir, this is kafir. And not only they accuse each other in kufr. Do you know what so-called ISIS did in Iraq and in Syria? They killed many people with which excuse? Kafir, kafir. They killed. Kafaru kull al-nas, wal-yazu billah. Wal-yazu billah. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم invited people to the message, right?
بتكلم عن اللغة العربية.
اللغة العربية. ما هو أنت عيد الآية شوي شوي.
قل أطيع الله.
أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول.
فإن تولوا
رفضوا.
فإن
أنا بسألك سؤال، أنا أقول لك إياها بالعربي حتى. بقول لك تفضل عندي next time، بس next time تفضل عندي next time. بقول لك أنا عم أقول لك تفضل عندي، بقول لك أنا ذنبك على جنبك، مش ذنبي على جنبي أنا، أنت الخسرة مش أنا. ما ببدأ فيك لأنه من المدعو أنت. وهنا قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. أطيعوا، أين الفاعل في أطيعوا؟ الواو. ما أطيعوا مين؟ أنتم. لا لا، من الفاعل أنتم، أنا بعزبك أنت. أطيعوا أنتم. So هو الـ first، هو الفاعل. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول.
فإن لم تطيعوا
فهو مسؤوليته ولكم مسؤوليتكم. قل أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. فإن تولوا فإنما عليه ما حمل وعليكم ما حملتم. من الذي يدعوهم إلى الله وإلى الرسول؟ الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. له مسؤوليته ولكم مسؤوليته. الله أعلم. هو اللي داعي. هو أول شيء قال له قل. ما قل من هو؟ قل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل لهم، فهو هو المعني بالدرجة الأولى، فهو عليه ما حمل ابتداء بقل الآية. سبحانك اللهم سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، عز الإسلام والمسلمين. أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم احفظ هذه الجالية بحفظك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه، واهدنا سبل الرشاد، واهدنا سبل السلام، واحفظنا واحفظ أبناءنا وبناتنا ونساءنا وجميع المسلمين. سلمنا في هذه البلاد من جميع شرور العباد، إنك على كل شيء قدير بالإجابة الجدير. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.